program today, given that we've had over 500 new cases of coronavirus overnight, and therefore the reduction of the lockdown that's planned for 3 weeks' time probably isn't going to go ahead. So what would you rather, if you're a business person, would you rather that we do as the AMA has suggested and go to a harder lockdown, 3 to 4 weeks, so-called stage four, but then back to normal after that? Or do we keep in this netherworld of stage three where certain people can do certain things, but life is not what it should be? Our next guest is Executive Director of Small Business Australia, Bill Lang. Good evening.
Yeah, good day, John.
Well, look, I think it's a real choice. I mean, the AMA is pushing hard for a New Zealand-style stage four lockdown, which would last a month. But then, as New Zealand did, we get back to normal life pretty soon after that. Or we run this risk that we end up in this stage three lockdown for an extended and indefinite period of time. From a business perspective, which is better?
Well, look, I think using the New Zealand example, New Zealand's an island, and they did that sort of complete lockdown and went for eradication as their strategy right at the very beginning. So they stopped the planes and everything else. Victoria is not an island. The genie is already out of the bottle. Now, I haven't heard the Prime Minister talk about eradication sort of being the strategy, and it might be okay for people like the AMA who can continue to see patients via teleconferencing and those sorts of things and continue to get paid. But the reality for small businesses here in Victoria, we have 600,000 small businesses. 300,000 currently don't get any JobKeeper payments. So they've been continuing to operate to close down during the first lockdown, get going again, no access to JobKeeper because their income didn't go down more than 30%, might have went down 20, might have went down 15. And then literally, a bit over 18 days or so ago in Melbourne and Mitchell Shire have been told to lock down again. The third time round, Tom, it could knock out 300,000 small businesses, could be wiped off the face of Victoria.
Okay, but so if we went to a stage four and we were told, righto, 4 more weeks, absolute lockdown, then it's life back to normal versus what we're doing at the moment, which could last until Christmas. I know it's a terrible choice. I mean, neither choice is good. I mean, which would you prefer?
Look, I would actually prefer the second one, and I would prefer it around living with the virus, learning to live and coexist with the virus in the same way that the New South Wales Premier talked about. Because as some of your earlier calls, Tim, I think I heard you speak to Max out there, who's, they're attempting to put small businesses in the city of Stonington out of business at the council level, even before the virus. But he has no confidence, like many small businesses don't have any confidence, that in fact a 3 or 4 week absolutely hard lockdown would work. Big businesses might be able to survive it, but it will wipe out the little guys. And, our question would be, well, what happens at the end of the 4 weeks, Tom, if it hasn't worked?
Yeah, well, that's when we end up with what you were saying about learning to live with it. Hey, just also on that Stonington story, I mean, do you believe that the Stonington Council has this weird view of turning Chapel Street into a bike and pedestrian-friendly boulevard and as a result, wanting to get rid of all the car parks? I mean, because that would surely decimate what remains of any retail businesses there, wouldn't it?
Well, look, without a doubt it would. And to listen to what Max had to say, where he said he had a conversation with the mayor out there, who's literally laughed off to the small business owners, well, it's all about survival of the fittest, et cetera, et cetera. We have, with this COVID thing going on, a bunch of businesses that, have been told by the government you can't have customers. That's okay to deal with the health emergency. But, the emergency looks like it's going to be around for a while. We have to live to coexist. The last thing we need is local government while these businesses are on their knees telling them it's survival of the fittest. Like, what planet do those guys live on?
Yeah, that's very true. And I've devoted a lot of my life here on the radio to try and expose the weird planets that various councillors live on. Thanks, Bill. Bill Lang there, Executive Director of Small Business Australia.